What up, homies? It's your boy, Stev, and welcome to The Bracket.
Back in 2020, like most of the world, me and Ash didn't have a lot going on, so we decided to make a list of the 130 greatest movies of all time and pit them against each other, tournament style, to see which ones came out on top. We judged them against each other in five categories: production, writing, acting, originality, and rewatchability. Whichever movie took the most categories moved on. Don't get me wrong, it was rarely unanimous between us, but it was always a lot of fun. Just a heads up, we did record these a few years ago, so if the timeline feels a bit weird, that's why. If you want to check out the list of the 130 movies, I'll put a link to our website in the description below. So without further ado, let's all go back to the land of 2020, where all we did was sit at home, drink excessively, and watch flicks. Enjoy.
Can you do an impersonation of Megan Mullally?
No.
Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
But your cat talks like this!
I don't know, not really.
Yeah, never mind, okay.
Why?
I was hoping you could.
What the fuck, why?
None of your business. Back off my fuck facts, motherfucker.
Yeah, she just kind of talks like this!
Yeah, where she's like, Grace! Both of our voices are way too deep.
Yeah.
I know. Apparently it's not a real voice.
I know, I heard that too. Well, she's in fucking Parks and Rec. She plays Tammy number two.
She what?
She plays Tammy number two. You said you're watching Parks and Rec?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she is.
So that's her real voice.
That's his ex-wife.
And that's his wife in real life as well. Like, in real life, they're married.
Oh, my God.
Which is funny. Yeah.
I can't even handle this. Ron Swanson, he is so funny. When I see him, he did a, the Wings, Hot Ones, and he didn't have his, mustache.
Yeah.
Fuck me up.
Hey, you grumpy kills.
I used to say that all the time. You being grumpy kills. I used to say that all the time when this movie came out. But then again, I was like younger, so it kind of made more sense. But
now you're an adult.
Now I'm like, no, you're grumpy kills. No, I say just keep swimming more than I should. I go, like that part where she does that. And then a couple of weeks ago, I probably did the whale thing, I think it was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I was like, come here. And I was trying to do the whale talk. It's so stupid. Anyways.
So, Finding Nemo is one of our movies this week. I'm of the opinion that these are probably... So, we already did Toy Story.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Finding Nemo versus Wall-E.
This is the battle of probably the two best Pixar movies.
Yes. Like, they far exceed, like, they excel beyond just being the best animated movies.
Right.
They are fucking the best. They're two really, really fucking good movies.
These movies are insane.
So,
like, they're way too intense.
So, what'd you think?
So, I have seen both.
Yeah.
Obviously. Finding Nemo is, like, in, like, a normal rotation for me. I see it more than I should.
Yeah.
Wall-E, I saw a few years ago, but my boyfriend hasn't, and he watched it, and he's not like a sensitive kind of like, I'm gonna tell you my emotions, but there are times when he went, oh, 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 and then there's like a certain part where he like drives and he accidentally crushes the cockroach, and Dale goes, oh.
I love it. And then
he goes backwards.
He's like, he points behind him and the thing's like, okay.
I'll go behind you. But like, that is how cute this movie was. But he would visibly go, oh, and like, he crushed the cockroach. And then reverse and he went behind me. Yeah. I loved these movies. I love both of them. I love one more than the other, but I love both of them.
Okay.
How do you feel?
Interesting question. I have not seen either of these movies in years, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah, like, I've actually weirdly watched other Pixar movies, recently.
Okay.
Ever since Disney Plus started, I've been watching, like, just random Disney movies that I haven't seen in forever. And I've kind of weirdly avoided these two only because up until that point, these two were like the newest I've seen. Do you see what I'm saying? So like I went back and watched like Cars. I haven't watched fucking Cars since it was in theaters. You know what I mean?
But actually, Cars is in this episode, which is funny you said that, but yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Go ahead.
I
haven't seen Cars since it came out.
Right? Same with Brave. I'm like, I think I watched that once in theaters.
I haven't even seen Brave yet. Moana, I haven't seen.
Yeah, well, that was more, yeah, but still like.
I haven't seen Tangled. Are those all Pixar?
These are Disney. Those are Disney. Oh. But like, Brave is Pixar. Monsters University.
I've seen Monsters Inc. Obviously.
So stuff like that. So going back and watching these, I'm like, oh, good Pixar movies. I forgot about these. Like they're fantastic. It's actually funny. I got a funny story about Finding Nemo. I remember seeing this movie. I was probably 14 years old, and I got money for my birthday. Yeah, and my buddy, I convinced my buddy to go see it with me. And he was not having it. Here's the thing.
Which no man wants to right? see.
Here's the thing. We were both like 14 and the fucking new Matrix movie came out. So not the first movie, the Matrix movie, but the second one. So he really wanted to see the second Matrix movie. And I really wanted to see Finding Nemo. It ended up taking me. I had to pay for his ticket and buy him popcorn.
Oh my God.
To go see Finding Nemo with me. So he's like, all right. So we did. So we're watching this movie, and it gets to the part where they're initiating shark fin.
Yeah.
Or shark bait, whatever the fuck it
is. Yeah, shark bait.
Yeah, and the fucking power goes off in the theater for like maybe 5 minutes. Power goes off. Okay. And then like somebody comes in. Oh, you know, technical difficulties. Give me a second. Power comes back on. You know, cool. We watch the rest of the movie. Fine. We're walking out. They give us free passes to another movie because the power went out.
No way.
Immediately went and saw the Matrix.
Went to go see Matrix, obviously.
Immediately went and saw the Matrix.
Man,
so.
Your buddy fucking lucked out.
He was like, fuck
he didn't
yeah.
have to pay for either of them.
So that was pretty cool. But
that sucks, though, because you already ate all your popcorn. You have to go
yeah,
get more.
Yeah, that's true. I think that was back in the day, though, when they still gave like free refills and shit, though. So
those were good times.
Right?
Yeah, they don't do that anymore.
No.
They used to do free refills on popcorn, too.
Yeah.
Didn't they? Yeah.
Yeah, it had to be like a large or something.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Back in the day, kids.
It had to be enough popcorn to where you would never fucking want to get it refilled. Because like after eating a whole large popcorn, your stomach is like, ugh. Like,
you're misjudging how chubby I am, my friend. If I have to sit through another movie, I could easily.
Oh, me too. I used to do that too. Like so they refilled only large drinks at the theater by our house. And I would go see 3 movies a day. And
how many?
Like, we'll say 3 movies.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, I used to do this thing where I would at least do 2 movies, but I would make it where one movie is super intellectual and one movie's really stupid. Do you know what I mean?
Like, so you have to pay attention to the first one. But then
right?
You
and
like,
then the other one, I could just like, oh. And like, I'll like bring a flask with me and like the second one, I'll like add some whiskey to the drink. Do you know what I mean? So like, example, I went and saw, I went and saw Inception.
Whoa.
And then I
that
went and saw
a good movie,
right?
Peters.
And then I went and saw Predators. Do you know what I mean? Just dumb. Like dumb
oh.
Predators with Inception. And then another one I remember was Cloud Atlas. And then I went and saw it with Man with the Iron Fist. Just stuff like that. I'm like,
Predators isn't a I thought you meant a dumb, funny movie, but you mean like...
Like, just a dumb, like, I don't have to think.
I don't have to think about it too hard.
Yeah, just like...
I heard Predators was good. That's the one against aliens?
No. Predators is the one with Adrian Brody, and it takes place, like, on the planet, on the Predator home planet.
I haven't seen it.
It's pretty good, but either way.
Anyways, so these three movies are fantastic.
Yeah, they're both really fucking good. So, yeah, so anyway, so needless to say, I fucking really like Finding Nemo. Wall-E was the first time I watched a Pixar movie and I thought out loud afterwards, this movie should get Best Picture. Like, it's really fucking good.
Right.
Like, it's a really good fucking movie. What did you think of them adding live action actors to Wall-E? What did you think of that? It was only like they show like the movie, him watching the movie, and then they show like the President of the United States.
But and Holly Dolly or whatever.
Yeah, but they're played by real people. Like, what did you think of that?
I didn't mind it.
Okay.
You obviously did, apparently.
No, I didn't mind it either, actually.
I can't think of the actor's name who's the president.
Fred Willard?
Fred sounded so familiar. Yeah, he's from Anchorman.
Yeah, I'm so surprised you said Anchorman before you said Modern Family. Modern Family seems to be your go-to.
Oh, he was in Modern Family.
He's Phil's dad.
He was Phil's dad. Yeah. No. Sorry, the boss. I said anyways.
But
and they're, the bottle is gone and they're fucked up laughing.
You have to drink it, Mr. Mosby. She said, but
it's the rules. That did not bother me. I had a lot of things that like didn't add up for me in WALL-E.
Okay.
But that wasn't one of them.
Okay. Well,
maybe which spoilers? We can't really say. Okay. I can say a couple of things. First off, let's give it to this fucking director, Andrew Stanton.
Yeah, who did both of them.
Who did both of them. Yeah. On top of that, he was the writer for Toy Story, A Bug's Life, Monsters, Inc., Ratatouille, and a bunch of others.
Yeah.
Which are, Ratatouille is one of my favorite Disney movies, or Pixar movies, whatever it is.
It's very good. So apparently, the four guys who created Pixar, he was one of them, they got together, so I think they all worked for Disney or something, but they all decided to make their own company. So they all had lunch together, and they each pitched an idea for a movie.
Okay.
One of them was Toy Story. One of them was Monsters Incorporated. One of them was A Bug's Life. And the fourth one was WALL-E. So it's very, they pitched it. And then they're like, all right, let's do Toy Story first. And then they made that. And then what's next?
So when did Disney own Pixar? And what movie?
I believe it was Toy Story.
Because it fucks me up that Disney owns Pixar. But yeah, they're two different companies.
Yeah. I want to say they made a couple of shorts first. I don't know if it was part of it. I don't know if it was part of Disney when it made A Bug's Life. But it must have been because it was with Toy Story. Toy Story
it's
was the first
the
one.
Budget, though. That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
I personally don't think they would have had the budgets they can. Like, WALL-E's budget was $180 million.
Yeah, but they're making $1 billion a movie, so they're fucking...
But they weren't fine. Anything yet. It was just Pixar.
That's true.
So we're talking about Toy Story.
I don't know how they actually got involved with Disney.
Disney probably saw, went, oh, fuck, they're going to come after us. The exact same style.
Yeah, but they're
gonna
better.
They're going to fuck us. Yeah. And they have better content. More relatable. Perfect word, relatable.
Yeah, 100%.
Because WALL-E has to be one of the first movies where they actually showed a fucking problem. This is a realistic fucking problem, kids. Learn about it now.
Yeah, I actually really like that it's a very optimistic take on a really, really serious problem. That is,
right.
I mean, not, we'll get more to it in spoilers, but like, it gets really optimistic.
Where it's like, there is no grass. That's what Eve is doing.
Yeah,
he's looking for anything, grass.
Yeah.
And it's so sad that this guy, WALL-E, has been fucking on this earth for I can't say how many years because it comes later.
Yeah.
But just sitting there doing the same thing over and over and over every day. And it's sad. But this is unfortunately still a problem to this day.
Yeah.
It's like garbage will always, but never mind. So anyways.
How about we just rate them and then we'll just fucking talk.
Yeah, everyone, by the way, get comfy and go to the bathroom because it's going to be a long one. Because I already told him I'm like scrolling with the stuff I got to say. So, you know what? Let's do that.
Okay.
So.
I actually have no idea how this is going to turn out.
Neither do I.
I don't know. So.
This is very hard because production is the same for me.
I think WALL-E deserves it.
So I can tell you Nemo's budget was $94 million. And WALL-E's was $180 million.
That surprises me that it was so much, but
I personally think Nemo should be the production.
Really?
When you look close up and the fish are swimming, you can see gills are shiny. You can see the specks are in the water.
Water looks like water. Like, it looks perfect.
I get WALL-E. There's so much in every scene.
I personally think WALL-E deserves production. I do think, if you want to do like exchanging.
We can split. It's fun.
I think, we'll split it up. Okay. So I think we'll split.
You want to split?
Yeah. So P canceled out.
Right.
No P.
Okay. So the next one is originality.
I think WALL-E deserves that.
Both of us went. You know what? I will give it to WALL-E.
Okay.
Well, even though there was never really a fish movie like that.
No, but I mean, there's a movie they're where animals talking to each other. Like they're.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Okay. So let's give it originality. Writing.
Finding Nemo, for sure.
Finding Nemo.
For sure.
That movie is fucking
funny. I'll get into it so hard, but like.
I laugh out loud in Finding Nemo.
Every single fucking left turn they take, I would not see it coming. Even watching it today, I was like, how did I not remember having this shit? It's so funny. Like, but okay, writing for sure. So that's, so tie game there. Acting.
I give it to Nemo.
I give it to Nemo too. Definitely.
And rewatchability, I give
it
to Nemo.
I give it to Nemo as well. So
Find Nemo one, just by a fucking,
yeah,
because the first one was canceled.
Yeah.
So, wow. So, WALL-E, I really enjoy WALL-E. I feel it's very hard for me to like, especially get emotional. I know we talked about all the movies we watched so far. I only cried once.
Yeah.
And it was those fucking girl lions in The Lion King. That scene got me. But, like, WALL-E got me probably three separate times where I was like, I might cry. And it's, I'm not spoiling. It's not like it's sad or happy. I'm not saying anything.
Well, the first,
like, Finding Nemo, I didn't get that, like, I'm going to cry. But WALL-E three separate times, that's hard.
Yeah. No, I didn't really get it with Finding Nemo. But, yeah, WALL-E, he's just so sad. That's the only.
He's so relate. Like, he's so relatably cute.
Yeah. Like,
I can't help.
How do you make a robot that fucking cute?
It's
with
so,
so
cute.
Much person. Okay.
With so much personality. That was the perfect word.
Okay.
Personality.
That's it. Okay. So I sent you a video maybe a year ago, maybe like 6 months ago. And it was.
Your time is so.
I don't.
Long.
It was
a
like,
year to 6 months.
I don't. Only because this. I don't know. Ever since the whole fucking pandemic thing
I
started,
know.
It's impossible to fucking judge time anymore. It's one of those weird things.
When you work at home, especially.
Oh my God. It's fantastic, but awful. but anyway, I sent you a video.
He only knows it's Tuesday because I'm here.
It's true. It's true.
Ash was here yesterday, so it's definitely Wednesday.
I sent you a video, and it was of a box with, like, a switch on it. And then you clicked the switch, and then a trap door would open, and a metal arm would click the switch back. And then the box would shut. Remember this?
Yeah.
And then...
On YouTube, it's called, like, The Unnecessary Box or something.
Yeah, and it's...
Check it out. Check. It's only, like, a minute long. Check it out. Yeah.
And it's just, like... Because the more you do it... It's,
the more aggravated the arm gets.
Yeah, and the more personal, it has like a personality of its own. And I'm like, I remember watching the video and I think the first thing I sent to you was, I don't think I've ever seen so much personality in literally a metal arm.
And it's just an inanimate object.
Yeah, it's just a metal stick. And it's just like, wow, there's so much personality. And
that's all it's doing. It's just turning the switch off because you turned it on. Yeah. And it comes back out and turns it back off. And then it keeps doing that. And it goes faster. And it finds funner ways to do it.
that's why
but it's so sassy.
It's kind of the way I feel about WALL-E.
Right.
He's just he's almost an inanimate object. He's like a robot, but
he doesn't really talk.
Doesn't talk at all. Like except for WALL-E, he's like a fucking.
Well,
Pokemon.
He says Eva, but yeah.
Oh, it's so cute when he says Eva.
Eva. Well, my best friend's dad's name is WALL-E, so Dylan has heard me go. WALL-E for years and doesn't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But yeah, he watched it. He thought it was cute.
All right. Next to spoilers.
Yeah, we have to go on spoilers.
Spoilers!
Spoilers,
spoilers,
spoilers.
Spoilers.
Oh, that was different.
Right?
Spoilers.
Let's keep spoiling.
Let's keep spoiling, spoiling, spoiling. Spoiling.
I'm going to take a sip of my
Beveragino.
Tasty beverage. Okay.
So, I got things to say.
Let's hear it.
First off, this fascinated me. That WALL-E's voice is the same guy who did E.T. and R2-D2.
Really?
It was like a group of like mixers and they like mixed these voices.
I did know that actually, yeah.
How fascinating is that?
It's fantastic.
That we already did E.T. And I mean, Star Wars may or may not be
may not
up.
Be on this list. Who knows?
If it wasn't, dude, people would be so mad. But like, I found that to be really Apparently, these mix artists were on Star Wars, Indiana Jones. They were in a bunch of the Pixar movies. I found that fun.
That's fantastic. That's awesome. Finding Nemo's fucking spectacular, right?
I love Finding Nemo.
Like, it's so well written. We were talking about Toy Story in a previous episode and how just well written it is. Like, all the jokes are just like,
right?
You know what I mean? And like, it's so tight. And I feel like Finding Nemo's even better. Like, I love, like, just like, fucking, you meet the shark and you're like, oh my god, the shark's gonna fucking eat them. And I love the fact that it's like an AA meeting.
Fish are friends. No, do you have your buddy?
And I love he lifts his fin and there's like this little fish just like
quivering.
Like, I think it's so funny. Like
I love that Dory at the very, very, very end is a part of the group. Yeah, and the shark's just we're like, remember, fish are friends. And she's like, not food. It's like, what?
Yeah. It's funny. You were talking about, actually, I was thinking about it. Like, there was one moment, actually, that made me feel sad in Finding Nemo, and it was the one at the end when Dory's trying to remember she's trying to prove to Marlin at the very end, after he thinks Nemo died. She's trying to prove to Marlin that she's useful still. And then she's like, see, I remember stuff. And then she's like, Peace, Sherman, something. And she's like, it's there, I remember it. And she's trying so hard to remember it. That's pretty sad. That's a pretty sad moment, but.
And I love that, like, he's like, my name's Nemo. And she's like, Nemo? Peace, Sherman 42, always thinking she remembers.
I do like that. Nemo.
That's a nice name. That's a nice name. Yeah. That was cute. Yeah, so I said this name earlier. I found this really funny. In Finding Nemo, in the early 2000s, they were trying to hire Megan Mullally as one of the voices of the fish.
Okay.
But when she came to do the voice, they found out she doesn't actually have that voice, and they fired her.
No.
So let's have a conversation. Who do you think she was? I personally think it's Deb Flo from The Tank.
Oh, you mean like the...
She's like, this is my sister Flo. Hi, Flo. Because she has that high-pitched voice. Oh, no.
See, I thought of the starfish.
Oh.
I don't know. It sounds like either that or... That's the thing. I don't know if you fire somebody for such a small
Was the fish
voice.
A girl or a guy?
Yeah. The starfish?
It was a girl?
Yeah.
I don't really remember.
She had like a very like... I don't want to say southern accent. But it felt like it was like something out of like fucking Alabama.
Also, what I find with the voices too is that the director, Andrew, he recorded Crush to like fill it in because he couldn't find out who he wanted to like act it out. So he had to say the lines, record them just to fit them in dialogue. And apparently he never actually found anyone good enough and he just kept his own lines.
I think he's perfect.
Man, like the, yeah, dude, give me some fin, give me some noggin, dude.
I love it. He's like, let's see what he does riding solo.
I love just the whole turtle. You're right. That whole turtle, I wouldn't say they're Jamaican, but very like surfer.
Yeah, they're like,
That is such a funny, like at the end, because he's talking to the stingray. He's like, this is my buddy, whatever the little one's name. It's not Crush, I forget the little one's name. And he's like,
Squirt.
And he's like, where are you? I'm from the ET or whatever. And he's like, yeah, dude, the stingray does it.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. You really needed that character, right? That character is really important because you need a character that is, they let their kid, like, make their own mistakes. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, the whole point of the story is he's super, super overprotective.
Whenever Crush is like,
he flies out.
He does.
And Marlin's the one that's like, oh my god. And he's like, no, man, like let him see what he does.
Let's see
like,
what he does run solo.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, so you need, I don't know, it teaches him a lesson, right? And that's important. But there are a lot of really clever action scenes in this movie too. Like they're all chase related, but like
The fucking light with the big fish.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
That one's good. I think the jellyfish is a good one.
Yeah.
I really like the bird at the end when he's like, jump into my mouth. And he's like, oh yeah, I'm going to jump into your mouth. Because I'd be like, okay, buddy. Like,
he's like, I know your son, Nemo.
And then he's like, you don't know my son. He's like, oh no. He's like, he's got a gimpy fin. He's like, Nemo. And then that's what sets him off.
Yeah. Has a gimpy fin. Yeah.
That's a pretty sad opening too, where like the mom gets.
So apparently, allegedly, they wanted to actually do it as flashbacks instead.
It works better.
And then you would have found out throughout the movie, but I actually thought it was more. You feel for if I didn't know what happened, I would just think Marlon is just now an asshole.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, dude, you're just being a dick. Like, let the kid do whatever. But when you watch that whole tragic beginning, you're like, I get it, Marlon. I get you.
Yeah.
Who also, bring back to Fargo, Marlon was supposed to be William H. Gacy or whatever his name is.
William H. Macy?
Macy.
Really?
Yeah.
Albert Brooks. His name's Albert Brooks, right?
Yes. The Marlon.
Yeah. But he's in a movie that we may or may not see later, and he plays a villain. And he's fucking crazy in the movie. He's not crazy, but he's like super violent. And I remember watching that movie without realizing it was Marlon. And then I read, I'm like, oh my God, that's the guy who plays Marlon.
I only know him from This Is 40.
And he plays the dad.
The dad, and he's always borrowing money.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's who I know him as.
Yeah,
and then before the creators could be on the movie, they all had to take like courses in school and stuff to learn about underwater. So that was a nice turn.
That's pretty cool.
So they all took biology. Oh, I'm going to fucking butch one of these. Oceanography and... I can't even try. I-C-H-T-H-Y. First. Ology. So it's like...
It's itchy at that.
Ichthyology. Yeah. And they had to do scuba diving.
Okay.
But I found that to be a really nice turn where it was like, at least they all, the specks in the water make sense. And they knew what color they were and they knew what the corals should be in. Instead of just Googling it, which they could have done.
No, it's true.
At least they did the extra mile, you know.
I don't know why my two favorite characters in this movie, I have no clue why. It's like one of those weird things. I love the two like crabs at the end. And they're hanging out in the sewer pipe. They're like, hey, get your own spot. This is my spot. I think it's so funny. Like, and then Nemo pops out and they're like, oh my God, what came out?
Because they're trying to like snap at whatever comes out.
And I love Dory. Like, they're like giving Dory shit. And then she like holds him outside the water. He's like, okay, I'll talk.
And the seagulls, mine.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, completely like, outlined what seagulls are thinking. That movie showed you like that is really what seagulls look like they're saying. My. It's like, oh my God, it's so real.
And here's the thing. I don't remember this at all in the movie. Like, I don't remember when I watched this when I was younger. It wasn't until this time watching it. The fact that all of the fish in the aquarium and the bird are obsessed with dentistry. I don't remember that for some reason.
I knew.
Is he using the such and such drill? It's like, well, he's been really favoring that one lately. Like stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like, because he smacks in the window and he's like, oh yeah. And he's trying to tell something really important to Nemo. And he's like, what is it today? A root canal? Ooh, that's not good. Wait, no, Nemo. And he gets all excited again.
And there's a fucking hilarious bit when the fish jumps on her face and she's freaking out, and then like the dentist is running around the room, and then it cuts to the kid in the waiting room and he's looking and the look on his face is so funny.
Because he hears is screaming and the drill bit going.
And the dentist is like, it's so funny. Funny bits.
I know exactly what you're talking about. She's relatable to Darla, whatever her name is, whenever like the shaking bag, like that's real. That's my kid. Wake up, fishy! And she's like shaking the bag.
I love it. She opens the door and the psycho music. It's so perfect. Oh fuck! Anyway, let's talk about Wally for a second.
And by the way, that movie's budget was 94. They made 940.
Jesus.
Yeah, they made $900 million on that movie.
Fuck.
That's a lot. Anyways.
And they won the Oscar, right? For Best Animated?
I have no idea.
Okay. They probably did. That's okay. Usually Pixar movies do.
They have to win something. That movie was
usually
something special.
Pixar movies usually win.
And the cast, Ellen was...
She's fantastic.
She was great. She was the perfect fit for this. Now, I don't know, But back then, she was perfect.
Yeah. I love the whole, the bit where she's like, oh, yeah, the boat went this way. And then she's like, follow me. And they're like going. And then like, she's just kind of tittle-tat. Like, and then she like sees out of the corner of her eye that the guy's following her. And she's like,
Why are you following me?
It's a fantastic reveal to the fact that she has short-term memory
loss. My family has short-term memory loss. Runs in the family. Like, at least I think it does.
Where is my family? Where are they?
But she's like, can I help you? He's like, are you joking? Yeah, I think they picked the perfect guy. I think
they're both,
Albert Brooks was...
They're both perfect, yeah. They're both
was really Alan good. Was perfect too, yeah. That just the idea of how much fun that would be, like, oh my god, we should write that she has memory loss. How funny would that be?
Even Willem Dafoe as like the fish of the tank. He's fantastic Gil. Too. Yeah.
He was Gil.
Yeah. It's funny, I thought his name was Gil, but I didn't want to say that out loud because I'm like, that doesn't sound right. Yeah, his name is Gil. Okay, good.
The angelfish.
Yeah. He's fantastic too. Like as that like war torn, he's always trying to escape. And I think that's a very funny bit at the very end where they actually execute his like plan.
And then there's in bags.
Yeah, it's like, actually, though, like, what now?
Yeah, because that's what he wanted. And now he's like, what now, Gil? And he's like, I don't know. And they're just floating in their bags. Yeah, one of my favorite scenes to find Nemo is whenever he's like, read the mask. And she's like, P. Or no, escape. It's about the same as escape. And he's like, you can read? She's like, I can read? Like, oh my gosh, she kills me. I love her. Escape. It's about the same as escape. So stupid. All right, so Finding Nemo carries on. So let's give some love
to Wally.
To Wally. I love Wally.
It's a really good movie. The first, like... Yeah, like, I don't know. It's, I think something that's really interesting about this movie is how optimistic it is. Something I was talking about earlier.
About what?
How optimistic it is. Because they kind of say that when humans leave, the air's toxic. Like, you can't survive on Earth. That's what they say, right?
I have no idea.
Yeah, they're like wearing gas masks and stuff in the final broadcast. Yeah. So, And I guess that would make sense, too, if there's no plants. There's no oxygen, right?
There's no oxygen.
So,
If we're not making oxygen...
Yeah, if we're not making carbon dioxide...
Right, then...
Yeah, so it's like... But the idea that, like, the Earth will heal itself and stuff, and we could come back, it's kind of a nice little...
After 700 years, by the way.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, so that's what drove me crazy, was at the very, very, very end, because we all know they were on the ship for 700 years.
Yeah.
And at the very, very end, they all get off the ship on Earth, and he's like, this is what planting is called, or whatever. They're all walking.
Yeah.
You wouldn't walk. There was one scene when the guy's thing stops, and he's kind of like standing still, and he's wobbling. I'm like, no, you wouldn't have bones.
Yeah.
Which was the whole original idea, was they were supposed to be blobs, which would be realistic. They're unrecognizable as a human.
Yeah.
But they thought that was a little creepy.
That's kind of crazy, yeah.
So they had to make them people. But they wouldn't be able to stand. You would have no legs. It's like someone in a coma, right?
Yeah, that's a good point.
So that was kind of shit. I was like, but it is a kid's movie.
I do think, actually, that every negative thing about Wally involves the human characters.
Right? I did not like that whole spin at all. The humans, like, lying on beds with the TVs. And I didn't like
that. They drink everything in milkshakes and
stuff. I didn't like that.
It's very realistic. That's what would happen. But I think anything involving robots are fantastic. And I love the idea that the... I don't remember the villain's name. The villain robot.
I just watched it. I don't even remember.
Me too. I want to call it Otto, but that's not it.
That sounds close.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay. Either way, I like the idea that like they actually find a plant and he tries to destroy it, stuff like that. Like, super. It's
because he's like, we can't go back home.
Yeah.
Which makes you think, how many people has he done this to?
Yeah.
In seven, there's been seven captains in 7 years. Because let's say each captain is 100.
Yeah.
which is unrealistic, but...
Yeah, we'll say there's like 10, but yeah, we'll
so just say. 10, 9 different people he's probably stolen that plant from.
It's probably true. I also, throwing it out there too, I love how Eve, is it Eve or Eva?
It's Eve, it's E-V-E.
But he calls her Eva.
It's extraterrestrial vegetation evaluator.
Okay.
But it's the way she says it. Okay. He thought she said Eva. Yeah, Eva.
Okay. I love how she has a temper. Talking about inanimate objects that have, like, personality.
Yeah.
She has a straight-up temper. One, why the fuck would they give this robot a gun like that? But that some of the best jokes involve the gun, just like her getting stuck to the magnet and she like shoots it off. And then she destroys the boat because she's so mad that she got stuck to the magnet. And then it like domino effects all the other boats and all of them.
They all catch on fire.
Just stuff like that. Like she's so dangerous. And I love how like he is so not and like he's trying to take care of her and stuff. Like
he's like following her.
It's so funny.
By the way, the robot's name is just Autopilot.
Oh, so it's Otto. That's what he calls him, Otto.
Isn't that what you said?
Yeah, so I feel good.
Yeah, it is Otto. Well, when you said Otto, I pictured O-T-T-O. But no, you were saying A-U-T-O.
Yeah.
So the way this movie was written is, I'm just going to read this because there's no other way I can explain it. M.O. just finishes cleaning the floor. Wally is fascinated. Whatever. Makes another mark. Oh, he makes another mark. M.O. compulsively cleans it. He can't resist. M.O. bleeps. Look, it stays clean. You got that? Wally wipes the bottom of his tread on M.O.'s face. M.O. loses it. Scrubs his own face. That's how he wrote it. So that when the sound editors would be like, if this thing was pissed off and he said, look, it stays clean. You got it? How would that sound?
Yeah.
That's how they wrote, though. That's why there's so much attitude in the movie. Is because he's like, boop, 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 boop. Like, you got it? Like, when you hear that, I'm like, that makes sense to me. Because that's how the whole movie sounds.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, I can feel that, like, you're so right. Just the sassiness and attitude of every robot is different. It's just funny.
Another thing I got to throw out there, the montage of Wally just alone gathering little trinkets. It's funny you think it's sad. I think it's the funniest fucking montage probably in movie history.
And he has a lighter, but he didn't know it lights on fire. He just keeps just, cause it's shiny.
My favorite one is the diamond ring. He like sees that ring and he throws the ring and he's like obsessed with the box.
Dale died. He was like, shut up. Oh my God.
The only thing that's funnier than that is the bra. He puts it on his eyes. And he's like, oh. Just stuff like that. Like,
or he gets the spork and he's like, looking at the forks and the spoons and he can't figure out where to put it.
He's like
apparently there are so many scenes in that, there are so many things in that one scene that we're talking about. There's like a Mike Wazowski, there's a Toy Story, and they're all toys in his room that we didn't even notice.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't notice.
Yeah.
Like when he's circulating all of his trinkets, I guess it's in that. And you can see there's the pizza truck is in the movie.
Oh, no shit.
Eve, in the very beginning, like scans it and sees nothing as she continues.
Okay.
But it's the trunk, the motor is open.
I do love that the captain is obsessed with growing pizza. He's like, look, he can grow things like vegetables and pizza.
You can grow pizza, the poor guy. But how weird would that be? Just, that's what would happen. You're like, what is sky? Wait, what are clouds?
Yeah.
Wait, what is a tree? And you just keep going. And at the end, he's like, what's dancing? What's music? What? Like,
especially if you've never stood before. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. What is solid food? What is...
You're just so like, so pizza, that's real. Mm-hmm. You'd be like... And by the way, I didn't like how all the garbage goes in space. That's shitty.
Yeah, that's probably the way it is right now, isn't it?
They just make the big squares and they just push it out of the plane, out of the ship, and they're like, here you go.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's legit what happens in the future.
Is that what happens in the spaceships now? That's a good question.
Yeah, definitely. And here's the thing. Earth, like every other thing in space, has gravity. So, like, all of that stuff that gets ejected from ships and stuff is literally just circling.
Well, no, we have two orbits. We have, like, a thinner orbit, which is where the Chinese thing was. And we have an outer one, which will never fall to Earth.
Yeah.
So it's probably in that one. Like how Saturn has all that shit around it in the ring.
Yeah.
We probably are going to get the same thing going around us.
Okay.
It'll never come down. But
still, it's still circling.
And it can still hit all of our...
satellites.
Satellites, all of our space stations, all of our rockets, everything.
Yeah.
I don't know much about space. Don't.
That's literally what the movie... isn't that what happens in Gravity?
I've never seen it.
Oh.
Sandra Bullock?
Yeah, they're like on a space station and all of a sudden like... just a bunch of space debris just shows up and fucking takes them all out.
It can happen. That's scary, man. Scary. Yeah, I love this movie. Oh, Eva gets the plant and she like shuts down and she's like glowing. And Wally thinks she's solar like him. So that's why she brings her up to the top of his thing. And he's like showing her to the light like... collect solar so you can wake back up and she's not solar. I just think that's so sad whenever he's like in the storms and stuff just waiting for her to wake back up. It's like, oh,
I love that his solar panel too looks like a reflective thing.
Yeah,
for like sun tanning
under his face.
Yeah.
I know there's a couple of scenes that almost got me. I didn't cry, but almost. And one of them was whenever whenever he's like normal and she's like, Wally, like,
yeah.
And then she's like holding his hand and just like staring at him. And she's like, but that's like her goodbye, like a little kiss. And I'm like, I didn't cry, but I was like, oh shit, I'm close. Yeah. I'm going to cry. It was just, it's realistic.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like, I had to help. He helped us. I had to rebuild him to help him.
Yeah.
And now he has no idea who I am. And it's just sad. You're like, oh. Yeah, there's a couple of scenes that almost got me. It's so sad. I know whenever he was crushed in that plant thing, I was like, oh my God. He was trying to hold it up. And Otto was like, meh, and squished him. Yeah, Otto's an asshole, by the way.
Yeah, well, he actually reminds me of a movie villain. But I don't want to bring it up because I want to say it. The movie might be coming up, so
oh my god!
I don't want to say because yeah, I won't bring it up.
It's okay.
So
well, just
trust me when I say I will bring up Wally a lot when we watch this other movie because
okay.
It reminds me a lot of it. So,
but yeah, I really, really enjoyed. I really think more of these Pixar movies that are towards kids should be showing these kinds of things.
Well, yeah,
so like soul dead, like hey, this is death, like keep this in mind.
Well, that's the thing, right? They say that, okay, so if you want somebody to learn something, you got to show it to them in a relatable way, right? If you want like somebody who loves, I don't know, like fucking wrestling, you know what I mean, if you want to teach them something that's really hard, relate it to wrestling,
right?
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you want to teach kids really, really tough like lessons, relate it to children's movies. Do you see what I'm saying? Like,
it's true though, where if your kid wants to litter and you're like, I got a movie for you when you go back home, like this is real.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's not what's going to happen in your lifetime, but this is what's going to happen.
Definitely.
There's going to be dirt piles as big as skyscrapers. Mm-hmm. And then you never get told where they land, eh? Where Wally is.
I assume they land where, they land where he was because I'm assuming they land exactly where they found the plant. Because that's where I would land.
Yeah, but it doesn't say what city or what country.
Oh, the city itself?
Like, where are they? It doesn't even say.
I don't know.
And he speaks English, which I found really funny. That of all the languages they would speak, because, oh no, wait, they all have their own captains. There's like 7 captains.
Are there?
Well, there's the one scene where there's like a wall of captains.
Yeah. But no, those are all the captains throughout history.
No, they can't have that many people on just his ship. You would think those would be all the countries. Or not countries, but all the continents, for example. I have not a clue. I'm a little upset that I didn't look that up.
Yeah.
You can think through history. I don't think so.
First of all, the mega store in the opening scene is actually fucking mega, right? It's like a city block. It's like a Walmart, but it's like a city block that like Wally drives past.
Oh, Yeah.
One thing that I noticed I found really interesting, actually, also in the beginning, is there's a bunch of windmills in the garbage.
Yeah.
What was that about?
I don't know.
Do you think
that's just... they're not producing any oxygen, obviously.
Yeah. But there's wind.
There's no wind.
But there is wind because there's like the dust cloud at one point.
Okay. This is where shit gets a little complicated. Again, I don't even know what ocean science is called. The movie The Martian, there's that scene.
Yeah.
When that's why he gets deserted, is there's like a storm and everything gets destroyed. I'm not spoiling anything. It's the first 30 seconds of the movie. So I don't think that's caused by gravity or by wind. Or I think it's just a natural occurrence of just the planet revolving and eventually it just kind of catches up. I think.
Okay.
I know someone is yelling at me that I'm wrong, but how can that happen in the movie The Martian, which, by the way, I didn't say this, is on Mars. How can that scene happen?
So apparently...
there's no wind on Mars.
Yeah, well, there's still atmosphere, but apparently that wouldn't happen on Mars. That's like the one thing that the author has come out and said. In real life, the storm wouldn't be that bad. But he needed a way to strand him in the movie The Martian. But there are some planets that are literally just one big storm, right? Like Jupiter is just one gas planet. It's all just one big storm. Like.
So I think we should all do homework later.
Yeah.
And try to see, because I honestly don't think you need wind for that. I think it's just a rotational thing. And I think eventually it all just kind of catches up.
Yeah.
I personally don't know, though. So, because you can't have wind without trees. And you can't, or like... they always say, like, that's the, I don't know if it's like a metaphor, but like the butterfly always creates a hurricane.
Yeah.
You have no animals. You have no humans. You have nothing. Nothing to create any sense of vibration.
I'm trying to see, now you're fucking me. I'm trying to think what creates weather. I just assumed it'd be atmosphere and like gravity and shit, but I don't know. Maybe oxygen would have something to do with it.
If everything is still, what would create the wind? Nothing.
I don't know.
There's literally nothing to keep it going.
That's a good question.
Or that's what's even worse though, is there's nothing because it can't keep going. So there's no way it can get stronger, which means the wind that was in that scene was that strong when it started.
Yeah.
Or maybe he just knows because it goes around the world or wherever he is. And it just goes like this, and it keeps... so he knows when it's coming, because it does it every day. And it just never ends, because there's nowhere to stop it. There's nothing to stop it. There is buildings, I guess, but... yeah, I don't know. And that's an also good question, is how was there a plant? It was in a fridge, but there's no condensation.
Yeah, it didn't get any sunlight.
They're getting any sun. Unless, like Jurassic Park... how the famous line Goldblum says, chaos. Science always proved there will always find a way.
Yeah.
It took 700 years, but it found a way.
Yeah. So I like to think that they just ended on the most opportune moment, because really 10 seconds later, some big fucking storm happens and kills all those
human beings. Kills the plant?
That kills all the human beings that are now walking for some reason.
You're like, cool, that was great, bye. Well, there's no water.
They're like, look, what is this cloud?
Yeah, literally. But they don't even know that's what it's called.
Yeah.
So they're like, what's this? Yeah, they're all excited. Earth is fun. There's no water. There's nothing, right? So you got to think about that. They can't even live there. I love how optimistic they are.
Yeah.
But there's no water. What are you going to do?
Yeah, it definitely needed a little more time. Although there was, I think when they landed, there was like over the hill, there was a shitload of vegetation and stuff, wasn't there? Man, I could be wrong. I swear it was like one of the final shots of the movie.
Oh, you're fucking me up.
I could be wrong
though. I don't know. I don't think so, but maybe. Yeah, anyways, I loved Wally. I really do. I think he's so cute.
Oh, he's adorable.
He's so cute. Wally. And I love the idea of rogue robots. That was cute. At the end. And they all saved him. And I was like, oh, you go, Rogue Wall. One of them is like doing the makeup.
I love the makeup. I was like, look at you. You look beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, we just did the same thing. The yeah. makeup. Yeah. That suits you perfectly. Yeah. It's like, oh, Lord.
I love it. The one scene where like the one girl's actually getting her makeup done and the robot's doing it. But like, the robot's just saying generic things that a hairdresser would say. It's like, oh, don't you listen to him? And like, oh, don't
you, oh, tell me about fits you perfectly.
Yeah, don't tell me about your kids. When you do it, like, just like, so funny. Like,
it's so true. I talk about the most generic shit when I'm at work.
Yeah. No, I like WALL-E a lot. I think it's a good movie. It's, I mean, this one was a toss up. In all honesty, I could have went either way. So, Finding Nemo was fucking awesome.
Dude, my top three are Finding Nemo, WALL-E, and Monsters, Inc. So you caught two of the three.
Yeah.
So you did very, very good with this matchup. This matchup was awesome.
Nice. Cool. Got anything else to say?
So I think that's it. Thank you for this matchup. This was so much fun.
No problem. This is
Thank
fun
you,
to watch
everyone,
too.
For listening, because I know this episode was longer than normal.
This episode justified my Disney Plus subscription, so that was kind of nice.
Yeah, all that money spent went into this one episode. So. Thank you very much, guys, for listening. And sorry, WALL-E. Honestly, I'm actually really sad, WALL-E. Yeah. I had to go. And Finding Nemo, obviously, carries on.
Bye, 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 bye,
bye, bye,
bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye